pray this morning. It's Jesus I really want to see. If you came to see me or anybody else, you're going to be disappointed this morning. But if you came to see the Lord Jesus, that's the most important thing today. We have a few written requests. We had a request for someone that works with Sister Ashley. That his name's James Hewlett, and he's got stage 4 cancer, and they just asked for prayer this morning. So we remember that request. We want to remember our pastor as he's away, that God will just continue to strengthen him and his body. Also, Sister Vicky and Brother Terry, Brother Ron, we're just thankful for the testimony we heard of Brother Daniel this past weekend, that God just completely touched him. And it's good to see Sister Debbie this morning, and all is well.
Amen.
We're glad to see her. The Lord has touched her and give her strength today. But we want to remember our minister brother in prayer this morning. You know, Satan is out to attack the leaders in the ministry this morning, and he's got an all-out assault on them. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, God said he'd raise up a standard against him. The standard is the Word of God this morning. Also, we continue to remember for Jessica Norrod in prayer, where she had broken her foot. We had someone call in. Her name's Mary Armstrong. She asked prayer for her and her daughter this morning. So let's remember Sister Mary and her daughter this morning. I'm sure there's many other requests this morning. If you just make those known by an uplifted hand, God sees what our needs are today, and he's mindful. Somebody, it's Frida? Yes. Okay. All right, Sister Frida's mother, let's remember that this morning. God is mindful of these requests today. Brother George, if you would, come, my brother, and lead us in prayer today.
Amen. I was thinking about that quote Brother Branham said, I am so glad that there's a people that can live so close to God that the devil don't even know what to do with them. And all these afflictions that the devil tries to throw at us, and all the assaults on the ministry and the gospel, and just everything that he tries to do to trap God's people. But he just keeps on losing over and over again. And he just... the devil just don't know what to do with us, saints. That's all there is to it. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're thankful today, Lord, that we're a victorious people. We thank you, Lord, that we are them that overcome. And Lord, we know that the promises are to those that overcome. And Lord, we're claiming to be overcomers today, Lord. And in this age, it was to him that overcometh. Amen. And I pray, God, that you would just speak to us today, Lord. I pray, God, that you would just open our hearts to receive you this morning, Lord. As we lift up these requests, Lord, we ask that your hand would be upon each and every one, Lord. And Lord, we just lift up the ministry to you today, Lord. And Lord, no doubt that the enemy would love to silence the voice of God going out in this last day, Lord. But it can't be stopped, Lord. It can't be, Lord, there's no attack that the enemy can do, Lord, that would stop the voice of God, that would silence the voice of God in this last day. And Lord, we just ask you that you lift our brothers up today, Lord. Lord, the needs of this church, this congregation, Father, you heard them, Lord. You know what we have need of, Lord. You know, Lord Jesus, the hands that went up, you know what was beneath them, Father. And we offer those to you today, God, knowing that, Lord, that when it gets to you, Lord, the devil don't even know what to do. And we just pray, Father, that you would, Lord, continue with us this morning. Anoint this service today, Lord. Lord, may your presence be pleased to come down into our midst today, Lord. May you speak to us, Lord Jesus. And Lord, minister to us in songs, Lord. And receive our worship as we lift it up to you. Lord, we pray for our pastor as he's away, Lord. We ask you to strengthen him, Lord, in his body and in his spirit, Father. We pray for Brother Jonathan today, Lord, that you would anoint him as he preaches the word, Lord. Lord God, and anoint us to receive it, we pray. And we love you and we thank you now. And we commit it into your hands In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen and amen. And just quickly, I want to offer up the Sunday school report this morning. Sister Christie's class had 3 students and 1 Bible, $4 in offerings, and took the subject of "Don't take the name of the Lord in vain." My, what a great subject that is. And then Sister Amber's class had 6 students, 4 Bibles, and $4 in a diamond offering, and she took the subject of respect. Amen. Brother Jonathan's class had song practice this morning, so we want to pray for them that Lord help them learn and remember and know their parts and so forth. But God bless you all now as we turn to service over. Y'all worship the Lord this morning. Amen. Can we worship the Lord this morning, saints? Will you yield yourself to Him? Amen. Surrender yourself to Him. Forget about what's going on outside of church and forget about what's going on in our homes and the struggles at work and the trials of the week. And just take this next little while and let's just devote it to the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. He's the only one to do anything about it anyways. Amen. God bless you now as we turn the service over to Brother Mark.
So good to see Sister Carol back this morning as well. Satan's been attacking our sister, but he's a loser. She's here and he's out this morning. So we thank the Lord. Amen. How many are ready to worship this morning? Amen. Satan's trying to hide it from me, but I know it's in here. What happens when you get too many? I'll never have too many. I take that back. Amen. Well, I want to move from this world of fear. Time to get tired of living here. I want to go home where the winds of sorrow never blow. Far from the shadow of the tomb, far from the sadness and the gloom, I want to go home when God commands my tattered soul. Oh, getting ready today, moving out tomorrow, gonna say goodbye to earthly sorrows. I'm looking for a mansion fair. I see the light, I'm almost there. I want to go home when life is through, moving up to heaven where dreams come true. I get thrilled just thinking about the glory we will share. See loved ones who are gone. I want to see the King upon His throne. I'll never return to this old life when I get there. Getting ready today, moving out tomorrow, gonna say goodbye to earthly sorrow. I'm looking for tomorrow. We're going to leave this old world behind us. Right. You know, Satan has an all-out attack against the bride.
Yes, Lord.
He's already got the rest of the world, but he's got all his guns poured in toward the bride this morning. But she's leaning and trusting on the Word of God. And that's what defeats him every time, is the Word of God. Amen. How many are determined this morning? You just got a made-up mind. Amen. Let's sing that. Trip on the way back, talking to Carrie, just kind of giving her my testimony a little bit. I was like, if a person in the bride recognizes her place, there won't be a soul that can convince her otherwise or tell her anything different. I know, and you may disagree, but that's okay, that I am standing right where God had planned for me before the foundation of the world. And somebody try to tell me any difference, I'm just, I'm sorry you feel that way. But I know I'm standing where God has placed me. If we can find our placement where God has put us, and just whatever it is, whatever, do it to the very best of our abilities. Because you're not doing it for a man. You're not doing it for whatever. You're doing it for God. If we could just get that in our minds, this is not for anybody. This is for God. And have a servant's heart. Do it with love this morning. God can bless it. He'll bless our efforts today. I'm just thankful. He knows my name. Let's sing that. He counts the stars one and all. He knows how much sand is on the shores. He sees every sparrow that falls. He made the mountains and the control of everything, of all creatures, great and small. Oh, but he knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. Oh, can't see the light of day. Oh, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store, and I don't know a lot of things. I don't have all the answers to the questions of life, but I know in whom I believe. Oh, and he knows. know this morning that he knows your name, you ought to be just so happy and so blessed and so grateful, and be willing to just open your arms and your mouth and give him the praise that he deserves this morning. God is so good. He's so good to me. Amen. And I'm going to praise him till the storm passes by. Let's sing that this morning. Out on the waters, storms raging high, the waters around them were troubled that night, and fear filled their hearts, and they thought they would die, but they failed to that the Master was nigh. Oh, and he spoke the word, and the winds all stood still, and even the waters, they obeyed his will, and he conquered the storms, just like he will. Thankful that you can just call on his name and the storm will pass us by this morning. Amen. Let's sing this chorus. Oh Lord, you are beautiful and your face is all. There, oh, this child, this morning. You can have your seats. We'll have our ushers come receive the morning offering. You just give it to the Lord, and I know He'll bless you. We have a couple announcements. We're having our fall festival coming up on the 22nd, and there is a sign-up sheet in the front and the back, so if you'd like to put what your thing is, Brother George is on top, and Brother Pat, they're up there, and then you can go under and put your desserts and all this other stuff, and you're going to see a lot of smiling faces at the end of the day. Amen. Amen. Also, we're having a housewarming for Brother Claude and Sister Eugenia, and we've got a sign-up sheet in the back and the front for those things that are needed for them as well, and we're going to have that on the 30th following the service that day, so let's keep those things in mind this morning, and you just pray about what the Lord would have you do. Amen. Let's just sing this morning. I believe it's in the key of G. My sister Wanda's getting ready. Amen. Key of G. G. I have a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's every day. Got food on my table and shoes on my feet. Lord, you gave me your love. And that's all we need this morning. We don't need anything else. We think we do, but we don't. Amen. Sing for us this morning. Thank you. I might have lost a lot of things, but I haven't lost my praise this morning. Why don't you just give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Some of us seem like we lost it this morning. Let's get it back. Amen. Let's worship the Lord this morning. Amen. He deserves our praise today. The praises go up. What is it? The blessings come down. The praises sit there all puffed up. You're going to leave that way. But this morning we're here to praise the Lord. We're looking forward this morning to what the Lord has got in store. From his word for us today, we're going to have our brothers to come this morning and receive the tithing for the service. And as they come, you just give as the Lord has blessed you. You can't outgive God this morning. Amen. We haven't sung that in forever. Think we could sing it this morning? You can't beat God, give it. This is the wrong key. Forgive me if I sound like Mickey Mouse, okay? Oh, you can't beat God given, no matter how you try. That's the truth. You can't beat God given. But here's the problem. Some of us give 20, expect God to give 100. Oh, Lord, I gave you my 10. Or no, they give 10. I gave you my 10. Now I want 100, Lord. But we need to give him 100 this morning. Get 100 back this morning. 100-fold. Give unto the Lord this morning. Let's stand. And let's just sing this like we mean it in the morning. I give myself. I desire that. I've heard the prophet say that so many times. How is this? I don't know. I just get out of the way and let the Lord take over. That's what I want this morning. Lord, help me to get myself, this old dirty, nasty flesh, out of the way this morning. And you just take it. You take the service. That's what I desire this morning. Let's sing. Oh, I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am. Here. give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you. Oh, why don't you sing this with me? Lord, my life is not my own. Oh, my life, it's not my own. To you I belong. Oh, I give myself to you. Lord, my life, it's not my own. To you I belong. Oh, I give myself to you. Oh, I give myself away. Oh, do you mean that this morning? Let's sing. Oh, I give myself so you can use me. Oh, I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me.
Good morning to you. You believe that with all your heart. You mean it when you sing it. You know, you can speak the words, but if it has no meaning behind it, it means nothing. You can say it from your heart and never verbally say it and move mountains. Lord, I give myself away. Lord, this isn't your plan. This is not my plan. This is your plan, Lord. Lord, I ask you, Lord Jesus, thank the musicians. Greet you for Brother Joseph this morning. He greets you, sends his love and his wishes. Amen. And how many's praying for him? Amen. I'll tell you what. We all need to recover. We all need to gain strength. You know, when the devil attacks us with sickness, we need healing. When the devil attacks us with all of the burdens of life, we need wisdom. And the place we go is to him. Amen. So I surely are praying for our pastor and his wife, and I ask you to continue that as well. And sure appreciate the opportunity to be here in church. Are you happy to be in church? You know, there's this... I don't know how to explain it sometimes. There's just some things I really like to do, and church is one of those things. There's just something about going to church that I just can't wait till it happens. I mean, I don't get that excited about going to work Monday morning. I don't get that excited about going to Tupperware shares and birthday parties. But man, when they say something about we have in church, something inside of me, I'm ready to go to church. Amen. So let's just open our scripture this morning to Isaiah chapter 42. And if we could, we'd take a thought from the Lord this morning. It just really dwelled on my heart all week. And up until Wednesday, I had another direction. And Thursday, God started laying this upon my heart. And we'll just by his help go this way. And the message, The Invisible Union of the Bride of Christ, 1965. Brother Branham is ministering on the invisible union there. And he comes across this statement, and he says, "For it's by grace we are saved. Not by what we can do, or what we can or whatever we do is not accounted to us. But grace is what saves us." He says, "By grace you're saved through faith." Brother Branham pauses, and he goes, "May I add to this woman grace? May I place her in the Bible?" He said, "Also as called the elect lady. This Miss Grace that I'm going to talk about. You know, the Bible declares and says to the elect lady that if you notice, elect comes from the word elected lady. One lady amongst all of the other ladies was elected. Like the virgin that was brought forth the body of God on the earth, she was elected woman. God chose Mary. And also, God has chose an elected lady, which is his bride. and she's elected. And I hope we're members of that tonight. Amen. I hope we're members of that tonight. Amen. If we could, I want to start with this, and there's no way I'll finish it, but you know, I want to try to build a foundation and encourage us tonight or this morning. But Isaiah 42, we find Isaiah the prophet speaking of the one coming Christ. And he says, "Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. And he shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall not break, and a soothing flax shall he not quench. And he shall bring forth judgment into truth. And he shall not fall, nor be discouraged, until he have set judgment in the earth. And the owl shall wait for his law. And thus saith God, the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth, and him that cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and the spirit to them that walk therein. And the Lord have called thee in righteousness, and would hold thine hand and will keep thee, and give thee a covenant of the people for a light of the Gentiles, to open the bride's eyes, to open the blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, to them that sit in the darkness of the prison house. For I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to any graven image." Then in Matthew chapter 4, before we have our seats, we hear Jesus speaking and refers back to the prophecy. Matthew chapter 4, verse 12. He says, "Now when Jesus had heard that John," and don't you notice in your scripture, and you know your scripture, this is immediately following Jesus being tempted of the devil. And he come to who he was. He realized who he was. The devil realized who he was. And the devil come to tempt him to take everything away from him. And he says he not eat by bread alone, but eat by every word of the mouth of God, right? And he says, he goes on and he says, "Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and he dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtalim. And that is that he might fulfill which was spoken of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtalim, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, the Galilee of the Gentiles. And the people which sat in darkness saw a great light. And to them that was set in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. And from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Heavenly Father, Lord, we're truly an honored group of people, Lord. Lord, we're truly a blessed group of people, Lord. Lord, we gather here this morning, Lord, as part of your elected lady, Lord. Part of your bride, Lord. Lord, to know that what you have chosen before the foundation of the earth is now coming into manifestation in the day that we live in, Lord. Lord, I asked you this morning, Lord, to come dwell in our hearts, Lord, and dwell in our minds, Lord. Lord, let me give myself away, Lord. Lord, that it not be my words, but it be thine words, Lord. It not be my thoughts, but it be your thoughts, Lord Jesus. Lord, let us hear from you, Lord, because your word said that we could hear from you. And you was in our midst when we gathered together, Lord. Let us be in your midst, Lord. Let us, Lord, dwell upon your praise, Lord. Let us worship your holy name. Come be with us, Lord, in your lovely name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. And you can be seated this morning. If I titled this morning, I put the title down as The Elect Lady, Part 1. Because I ain't no way I'm going to get to all this. But you know what? I want to try to start in the Old Testament. I want to try to learn the prophecy. And we're living in a day that the day is the day of manifestation of prophecy. We're living in a day that all of prophecy is now coming to fulfillment. It didn't stop with our prophet. It didn't stop with Daniel and David and Jesus in that day. But now there is an elect lady. There is a bride that is living upon the earth today. And she is accepting the word for her day. And that light is the scripture would speak of, and we'll get into it more. But that light is the word for your day. And that light is to come upon you for the word for your day. And that light of Daniel's day does nothing but encourage us today. But the light of our day takes us into manifestation of the bride of Christ. But that light that was in Daniel's day was the day, the word for their day. And we must keep it because it's still the truth. But we must grow into what God is bringing us to. And you know, I begin to think, and I just crossed my mind, Brother George, as we would read the scripture in Isaiah, and it would open the blinded eyes, and it would bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in the darkness of the prison house. And in my mind, immediately as I read that last night, I could hear Brother Branham telling the dream that he had of brothers that was in that prison house. And, oh, Brother Branham, help me. And we realized in that dream, it was because they could not see the light for their day. They could believe that he was a prophet. They could believe that what he was saying was true. But they could not break loose and truly see the word for this day. And thank God that there's an elect lady upon the earth today that her eyes have been opened and she can see the word for her day. She can see that it's more than God sent a prophet, but it's the manifestation of what that prophet brought. And we look and we see, you know, that Jesus would do the same thing. As Jesus, as the voice of God, as the man of God, as the Son of God, as God made flesh in a human body, as he would walk, he always went back to what the scripture would say. Because without a scriptural backing, it's just a man's ideal. And you know what? That's where we get so confused in this day. And that's why there's so many attacks upon this elected lady today, is to get our minds off of the scripture for our day, to get our minds off of the word for our day. And you know what? Jesus would always go back, but it was written. Come on, as he was before, we would read this, as he was tempted of the enemy of the devil, he would look at him, he says, but it is also written. Look at what the word says, children of God. And that's what the bride's going to do. It's manifest the same result as Jesus did walking up on the earth. When the devil comes to the elect lady, he says, but you know what? You could do this, but it's also written. But the word says this, and the word means more than life to me. And you know what? It brings persecution. When you stand for the truth, it brings persecution. If you don't like persecution, then you better get used to it. Because you know what? It's going to bring it upon your body. As the elect lady of Christ this morning, you're going to have persecution. You're going to have enemies. You're going to have those that despise you. You're going to have those that use you. You're going to have those that run you in the ground and talk evil of you. The plan never changes. 1965, the Invisible Union of Christ. Jesus, Brother Branham goes on down, he says, Jesus identified himself. He said, what did he say? He said, oh, they said, away with such a person. He said, John is a wild man. He said, the church wasn't able to receive it. He said, that's the pattern. Neither will the church receive it today. And look, we're living in a day that the church can't receive the truth of the hour. The true church can receive it, but all of the others cannot accept the light for their day. Why? Their eyes are blinded and they cannot see where God's going. He said, oh, he says, but to the elected. Come on, children of God, we're preaching to the bride this morning. We're not preaching to the world this morning. We're not preaching to the denomination this morning. We're preaching to the bride of Christ, and she is elected to see it. He says, but to the elected. God is calling the elected. He said, oh, they know it. Calling that virtuous bride, the word, the last day church, the elected lady of our Lord Jesus Christ. You say, oh, you're talking big about yourself. I am. But you know what? He placed it inside of me. Because, see, before I knew what it was all about, there was already a seed down inside of me that was crying for that truth. The elect lady of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, what if Jesus is the Word? How many believes that? He said, all right, then. He said, then the bride is always part of the bridegroom. He said, so the bride will not be a denomination. He said, oh, I've heard that so much. Well, when are we going to start believing it? When are we going to stop acting like denomination? When are we going to stop acting like the world? When are we going to start trying to compare ourselves to the enemy and say, I ain't a denomination. I am the bride of Christ. See, the bride, the elect lady of God, doesn't pattern herself after everything that's going on in the world. The elect lady of God does not pattern herself what every other church is doing in the message. Come on, church. The biggest faults that we have is, well, brother so-and-so is preaching that it's okay to do this. I'm going to let my kids do this. No, let the Holy Ghost tell you how you should dress your kids. Let the Holy Ghost tell you where you should and shouldn't go. Let God be the leader in your life, because that's who the elect lady is. Look, I'm just going to say it this way. It's going to be really sad one day when all of these man followers are following people right into hell. Come on. God's not looking for a man follower. God's looking for a bride of Christ that is his elected lady that will take his word over every man's word. Come on, church. We're living in a day that everybody wants to compare about this and compare about that. Well, brother so-and-so's, I don't care about brother so-and-so's church. I care about my life. I care about my family's life. I care about this church's life. We need the Holy Ghost. 99.99999% of our faults was handled by the Holy Ghost. I'm sorry, I underestimated him. 100% of our faults are handled by getting the Holy Ghost. You get the Holy Ghost, he'll tell you what to do. You get the Holy Ghost, you'll quit arguing about how you should dress. Come on, church. You get the Holy Ghost, you'll quit arguing about who's in charge. You get the Holy Ghost, you'll quit worrying about what everybody else is doing. You'll start being that elected lady that God called you to be, and you'll step into your position. You'll step into who God called you to be. You notice, Brother Mark, when you started talking this morning, me and Pat looked at each other and said, we are 100% behind you. I thank God that he called me to where I am today, and I have no doubt that I'm not exactly where I'm supposed to be. You ever notice people like Brother Mark, people like Brother Pat, people like Brother George, myself, and many of you, Brother Joseph included, when you know that you're called into that position, it don't matter how much you talk about them. They don't step down. You talk about the song leader all you want to. He ain't going to step down because God's placed him in this position. You talk about the pastor all you want to. He ain't going to step down because God placed him in that position. Ain't no man placed me here. Ain't no man can take me from here. God placed me here. I'm a part of his elect lady. I'm a part of his wife. I'm a part of his word believing. That just believes the way he said it. And you notice, they're the ones always get the worst criticism. Come on, church. We're going a different direction now, so somebody's pulling. They're the ones getting the worst criticism. They're the ones getting the worst punishment. Brother Brennan would say, you always find the best apple on the tree is where all the scars are around it. Where everybody's throwing everything they have at it. Why? Because they're jealous of what God is doing in their lives. You know why the devil hates this church? Because the devil sees God manifesting in this church. He sees God moving in a group of people, and he can't stand it because he ain't got no power to stop it. He ain't got no power to stop what God's doing in your life. He ain't got no power to stop what God's building up in this church. He ain't got no power to stop it. He can't stand it. So what he's doing, he's trying to make us sick. He tried to make us hurt feelings at one another. Come on, church. Come on, church. I'm just preaching where we're living. But that elected lady, she puts all that aside. You know what? You take a husband and a wife. Before they're married, that man has chosen that to be his bride. It don't matter what all the other women do. Come on. They don't attract his eye no more. His eye is set upon his wife. He's not worried about what the denomination. Come on, church. He's not worried about what the message believers are saying. He's not worried about what the theologians are saying. He's not worried about what the man followers are saying. His eye is upon his bride, and his concern is with you. but to the elect. God is calling the elected. They know it. Come on. The bride knows what's going on. Everybody else is in confusion. Everybody else is in fanaticism. Everybody else is in emotion. But the bride knows what's going on. That elect lady, there's no secrets with her and her bridegroom. He's already let her know everything that she needs to know. Oh, my. Oh, my. He said, oh, Jesus is the word. How many believe that? He said, all right, then the bride is always part of the bridegroom. The bride will not be a denomination. He said, I'll have to be the word. It'll have to be the word manifested to be the bride of Christ. The only way you could be that elected lady is to be the manifestation of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Not of some brother, not of some theologian, not of some prophet. No, of Jesus Christ. That's the only way to be the bride of Jesus Christ, is to fulfill what Jesus Christ said you would fulfill. So that's so simple, but yet we get our minds so tweaked that we want to please everybody else. Come on, church. We want to please everybody else, and we want to fit into this group. We want to fit into this group. But all the time, our husband, our bridegroom, is saying, follow me. Get your eyes off the world. Get your eyes off of fanaticism. Get your eyes off of intellectual. Get your eyes off of legalism. Get your eyes off of all grace and just follow the word. Oh, my. To be the word manifested to be the bride of Christ. He promised to do it. He said how he did. He said never uses. He says, oh, it never loses its pattern. He always did it by that pattern. He done it every time by that pattern, and he does it again. Calling out his virtuous bride in the last day, the lovely Rebecca, waiting on her Isaac. Come on, children of God. That's the top. We're going to go there. Genesis 24, if you got your Bibles. We're going to go there because we're going to find, even though we know the story of Isaac and Rebecca, you know he had to choose that bride to fulfill Jesus choosing his Gentile bride. He had to choose that bride. But you know what? I believe in everything in me that God works on the other side of the party. You say, I don't know about that. Look, I believe Rebecca knew something was about to change in her life. She may have never met Isaac. She may have never seen Isaac. She never knew who Isaac was. But I believe God was dealing on the inside of her that there's a man coming for you to be the bride. There's one coming that is calling your name. Come on, children, church of God. There's the bride of Christ today. We may have never seen eyes upon the physical body of Jesus Christ, but we've heard his word. We've realized that's part of us, and we've accepted that into us. Right. We won't go through it all. We don't have the time. Let's skip down to verse 51. It says, behold, Rebecca is before thee. Look, they come by camel train. Right? They sent a servant to go fetch his bride. Come on, church. I know we know this, but you know what? Sometimes we forget how simple this message is. We forget God in simplicity. God sent a servant to come fetch a bride. He sent a servant by the name of William Branham down upon the soil of the U.S. of A. so that he could reach out and root out the bride of Christ out from amongst the denominations. That he could bring her to the light of the word for her day. He says, there's this servant that's gone to find Rebecca. He says, behold, Rebecca is before thee. Take her and go. Let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard these words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. Okay, so here I am again. I'm reading that, and you know what I see? I see the prophet of our day. I see him telling the vision that he had of the bride. What is it? Oh, I could hear him hollering out, little bride, get back in line. But you know what? I can also see him bowing down before God, saying, God, this is your bride. This is the one you called me to come get. This is the one that you spoke to me that needed to hear what I had to say. This is that bride. No wonder the servant was so happy, because he was standing in the presence of the elected lady. Come on. That servant had been sent to pick up the bride, Rebecca. And he come before Rebekah, and now he's standing before the bride. And the bride is ready to accept her call. Come on. She's ready to accept her call. She's the elect lady waiting for the word of God. She's already heard it and placed it in her heart. She's a deep, waiting for a deep to call back. Come on, church. No wonder our prophet would get so excited and honored when he stood before the bride of Christ. He could see himself as Abraham's servant. He could see himself as a servant of God. And he could see the bride coming to fruition in front of his eyes. He could see her accepting her place, knowing this is the elected lady of God. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver, jewels of gold and raiment, and gave them to Rebekah. And he gave also to her brother, to her mother, these precious things. And they did eat and drink. And he and the men that was with them and tarried all night. They rose up in the morning. And he said, send me away unto my master. And a brother and a mother had said, let the damsel abide with us for a few days, at least 10. After that, she will go. This is about like our families, ain't it? Come on, church. We start telling our families it's time for a bride. Now, well, now I want to be. I want to see my kids raised. You know what? I don't. I'm ready to go home. There has to come a desperation upon the bride to go into a rapture. Look, I appreciate everybody. I appreciate my kids. I appreciate your kids. I appreciate one day having grandkids at the world's end. But you know what? The rapture is more important to me than everything that's going on in my family, than everything that's going on in my life. The rapture is more important to me. But to all of our family and friends, I'll just wait a little longer. No, we ain't waiting no longer. Well, I'll just wait a little longer before I go to church. You better not. It might be too late. It isn't a time to wait 10 days. It isn't a time to just tarry around and wander around. It's a time to get right with God. It's time for the elect lady to realize who she is and step into that position. And he said, the servant speaks and says, hinder me not, seeing the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master. And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah. And they said unto her, what wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. I don't want to wait for somebody's baby to be born. I don't want to wait to see what my brother looks like. I don't want to wait for my daddy to come out of the field. He has called me as the elected lady. He has called me to my bridegroom. I will go. Children of God, that's the way we are as the elect lady of God. There's nothing on this earth that is holding us back anymore. If the world was to say, oh, you're going to lose it all, I'll lose it all. I am the elect lady of God. I am the bride of Christ. There is one thing on my heart, and that is going to meet my bridegroom in the air. Come on, church. We don't always, our actions don't always show that's what we believe. Come on, church. Look, there's nothing wrong in investing and setting aside for retirement. You better, because we don't know when it's going to happen. What Brother Brenham said, plant taters right here, right? Come on. We got to keep living our lives. We got to keep making smart decisions. We got to be good stewards of who we are. But you know what? On the inside of the inside, what really matters to you? The Bible says, as the heart speaketh. Yes. Come on. I could take a lot of things away from people and nothing would happen. But I would touch their money and they'd get mad at me. Come on, church. Come on, church. I'm sorry. It's just honesty, and you know it is. Look, what is more important to you than God? Look, I'm going to say this. Some of y'all get a good laugh out of this. Y'all think we preach hard? I know a brother. In the middle of his message, he stopped and asked everybody out there to pull out a piece of paper and pen. And he turned to me and said, now don't lie, because if you lie, God's going to know it. He said, so I want you to write down where you'd rather be than here this morning. Come on. Come on. He said, don't worry, I'm not going to look, but God sees you. And God already knows because he already sees your heart. Come on, you ain't tricking nobody but yourself. Come on, I wouldn't do that to you. It's a good little trial, ain't it? Come on, church. We're living in a day that our heart should be pressing towards him. We ought to see that we are the elected of God. We ought to see that when God calls us, we ought to say, I will go. If the world turns against me, I will go. If my family turns against me, I will go. If the church turns against me, I will go. It doesn't matter what they do. I am called to the elect lady. I am the one that God called. And those that are like me that are called of God, they will step out and walk with me. Right? And the bride says, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Thy seed shall possess the enemy of gates, 1958. Brother Brennan says, watch now. He said, he proved it. He said, Rebekah going to be part of Isaac. He said, which is part of the seed also by the woman. He says, oh, and he said, when her father and her brothers and her mother and her loved ones are kindred, believing in God. But we said she was put on trial. And when it come to that trial, will you go with a stranger? Or will you stay with us? Her decision was quickly made. Clear cut. That's the way God's people makes it. Fast and quick. Why? Because he's already spoke to that germ seed of life. There was a deep that called to that deep that interacted inside of me. And I knew that even though my life wasn't right, and I knew even though I wasn't living a godly life, and I knew that I had all of these faults, I knew that I was the elect lady of God, that I was the bride of Christ. Why? Because there was something inside of me. She said, I will go. She said, not knowing where she was going. Come on, church. Not knowing where she was going. Rebekah didn't know where she was going. Rebekah didn't know where the homeland was. Rebekah had been raised in that area all of her life. That's all she knew was her people, her family, her farm. That's all she knew. But there was a higher calling her, saying there's a better place. Look, you say, well, why don't you explain heaven to me? I don't have to explain heaven. All I can tell you is my God has called me to be the elect lady of God. He has called me to be his bride. And when he said, I will go to prepare a place for you, I trust him. I trust him over any man out there. I trust him over any denomination out there. I trust him over any fanaticism out there. I trust him over any word out there. He said he would prepare a place for me. And if he loves me the way I love him, and I know he does, then he'll prepare me a beautiful place. Ain't no husband in his right mind would take it. If he had the ability to put his wife in a nice car, would put her in a rink-a-ding nothing. Come on. If he had the ability, I'm not talking about when you can't make it. I'm not talking about when you're struggling. But you know what? If he had the ability to put a smile on her face, he will do what it takes to put a smile on his bride's face. It don't even have to be money sometimes. Some women like flowers. We ought to get them flowers every now and then. Preaching to myself. Come on. It may be a sun drop. I do that. Come on. You know what makes your wife happy. You know what puts a smile on her face. Come on, man. If you know what's good for you, you'll put a smile on her face. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Come on. If we're in our right minds, we take care of our brides. Y'all know what I mean. And if my God loves me the way his word says that he loves me, then I don't have to worry about how nice it's going to be. It's going to be exactly what I want it to be. It's going to be 68 degrees year-round, fall leaves like they are outside, and somebody says they want snow. Well, that can be your slice of heaven. My slice of heaven ain't going to have snow. Come on, church. He knows what you want. And he's going to fulfill exactly what you want. Not knowing where she's going, she wasn't concerned a bit. Because she knew if it was the same God that spoke to her, that told her there was an Isaac for her, then if that same God was calling her to her Isaac, then the house she was going to live in was going to be all right. Come on. The land she was going to live in was going to be all right. Come on, we get too theological sometimes and we try to break down exactly the way it should be. No, it's going to be the way God wants it to be. Come on. And if he loves me enough to look down before the foundation of the earth and choose me and predestinate me and pick me out of the world, I got enough confidence that heaven's going to be worth waiting for. Come on, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to debate with you. I'm just going to tell you I got enough confidence. As the elect lady of God, he's going to make me happy. Amen. Not knowing where she's going, but by faith, she went. For there was something within her that began to move. And she knew that God was in it. And when they set her up on the camel and they blessed her and they said, let thy seed be blessed by millions, thousands of millions, as God had told Abraham, like the stars of the heaven and the sand by the seashore. That's bringing in the Gentiles. That's the way the seed of Abraham would be. And they also said, let thy seed possess the gate of its enemy. God promising through her, through Abraham, that the seed would possess the gate. And it will. Children of God, it will through the elect lady. Look, it already has through Daniel. It already has through David. It already has through Jesus. It already has through our prophet. But now the bride, the elect lady, is going to possess the key to the gate. She is going to be the one that speaks the truth, looks at the devil and says, you have no part with me. And the devil has to listen and back up because it's the elect lady speaking as God. As long as there is a remaining seed of Abraham, it'll possess the gate with the promise of God like Abraham did. It'll do it. Isaiah 60. Amen. He continues on prophesying. Speaking of the light coming to the Gentiles, the elect lady. Isaiah 60 verse 1, it says, arise and shine. For thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Come on, children of God. If there ain't gross darkness in the land today, you tell me what gross darkness is. What is it? There's gross darkness in the land, but yet there's light in the land. What does darkness do to light? You know what darkness does to light? It makes it shine brighter. Come on, it don't put light out. Darkness can't touch light. No matter how much darkness you have, you cannot put the light out. But the darker it gets, the brighter the light gets. Come on, children of God, as the elect lady of God, the farther the world goes into sin, the more you stand out. The more you become the oddball. The more you become the persecuted one. The more that you become the oddball that nobody likes. Because your life witnesses. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light. Come on, church. And kings to the righteous, kings to the brightness of thy rising, lift up thine eyes round about and see all their gathering themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar. Thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then they shall see and flow together, and thine heart shall fill and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, and the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. God called before the foundation of the world. He knew that he was going to come upon this earth. And he knew that his people would turn him down. He knew that his people would hang him on a cross. And he knew that he had a Gentile bride that would be that elect lady of God. The message to Shalom, 1964. He said, the hour is here. prophet God says that, it gets me excited. He said, if I could have been back before the days that the world was created and looked down and seen the whole thing play out, and the Father said unto me, what day would you want to live? He said, I would say now, right now. This is the hour. This is the greatest hour the church has ever moved into. Come on, church. Why are we afraid to worship Him? This is the greatest hour. When the devil raises up, what? The God will raise up a standard against him. You have more power than anybody's had in the foundation of the world. You have more authority than anybody. Why? Because you are the elect of God. This is the greatest hour that the church has ever moved into. Just before the coming of the bridegroom. He said, oh, the real church. Are you the real church? Are you the real church? The real church of the living God ought to be on fire. Come on, church. They shouldn't be fighting over little bickering ideals in their human flesh. They shouldn't be all upset over what the president's doing. They shouldn't be all upset what other churches are doing. The real Christian bride, lady, elect of God is on fire. Burning. With the light of the gospel being vindicated among them. Where's the miracles? It's in the elect lady. There ain't no miracles in the world no more. They've done scientifically disproved them all. But the bride is sitting there going, look at my God move. Look at cancer come into my life. And look at God take cancer out of my life. Oh, they can try to explain it any day they want to. But I know my God is a healer. I know my God is a savior. Come on, church. He said, oh, but he'll never serve God. Oh, they said that about me. But look at me now. There's something inside of us that does nothing but want to manifest the word of God. That little church living of God should be on fire, burning. The light of the gospel being vindicated among them. Rise and shine, for the light has come to you. Come on, church. Look, church, I'm not doing away with the prophet. Come on. Come on, somebody just thought that because I just got it. Come on, I'm not doing away with the prophet. Rebecca didn't do away with the servant. She had to have the servant to take him to a groom. Come on, church. I'm not doing away with the prophet. I need the prophet. I need the servant of God. I need the words that he brought to lead me back to my bridegroom. You wonder why we get all in messes in this message around the line. Come on. Amen. You wonder why we get so messed up in theology and doctrine. Men that have followed this message for years upon years upon years go, well, we just need to quit quoting the prophet. Well, I wonder what would happen if Rebecca would have quit quoting her prophet. Right. Come on, church. Amen. If she would have quit saying what our servant had told her, she would have got disgruntled. Come on, church. Right. You see, that's where the bride is today. They listen to too many other voices. They listen to too many other ideals. And they get disgruntled. But you need to realize tonight, you are the lady of Christ. You are the elected lady. I'm not listening to what all the naysayers are saying. I'm listening to what my prophet said. My prophet said there was going to be a virtuous bride. You know where he got that from? He got that from the scripture. Without spot or wrinkle. Come on. He didn't bring me nothing that he didn't bring right out of the scrolls of my bridegroom. The servant that come to Rebecca didn't bring nothing on his own accord. He only brought what Isaac had seen him with. Come on, church. Oh, Lord, help us. Lord, open our eyes. Lord, open our eyes this morning. Let us see. We get excited at the vindication of the word of God. No wonder Rebecca said, I will go without hesitation. Because everything that Isaac's servant had said was exactly what God had vindicated to her. And as the bride of Christ, we look in the scripture. And everything the prophet said leads us back to our groom. It never leads us to a servant. It never leads us to a man. It never leads us to worshiping a man and bowing down before a man. It leads us to worshiping God. Worshiping Christ. See, that's what makes us so different. Look, human flesh wants a king. It's always been that way. It's always been that way, children of God. In the days of David, in the days of Saul, it was that way. The people wanted a king. They wanted to be like other nations. They wanted to have somebody that they could put all their problems on. Some of you treat your pastor that way, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Come on, church. The pastor ain't your king. He's your pastor. He's your shepherd. He's there to help you, to lead you, to guide you. But the Holy Spirit is sent to walk with you every day of your life. The Holy Spirit is sent to guide you through your tough times. If you ain't got the Holy Ghost, the pastor can't help you. Come on. He can point you to every word. He can point you to every quote. He can say the exact thing. But if you don't have something on the inside that can receive from him, then you can't be helped. But the elect lady. Come on, church. The elect lady. She's reading her Bible at home. You know, she may get discouraged, but she still reads the Bible. Come on, she may get discouraged, but she still pushes play. Come on, church. She may get discouraged, but she still gets up and prays and asks for help. And then when she comes to church, the pastor comes and says exactly what she's been reading, and it ignites something inside of her, and she says, "That's me." Why? Because there was something in you. It wasn't what a man did. There was something in you that reacted to the word. Oh my. On fire, burning. The light of the gospel vindicated among them. Where's the miracles? Right here. Come on, church. Don't close your eyes and try to scientifically prove it away. There's too many people sitting right in here that the world said would never serve God. Where are you at today? You're serving God. You went against all of scientific reasoning. You went against mama and daddy's reasoning. You went against everybody's opinion. And you're standing here. Why? Because you're the elect of God. People sitting right in this congregation and online. Been on their deathbed. Come on, church. The doctor says there's no hope for them. And yet they're sitting amongst us. Come on, where's the vindication? It's in the elect lady. And the gospel. He said, "On the light of its day." Isaiah was the light of his day. Noah was the light of his day. Why? Man, it's already good. Why? He had the word manifested. And the gospel. And the bride's words for the day is the light of the day. Oh, what a glorious time that we're living in. But George, I don't know if I'd ever read this. You probably have. But this made me happy yesterday. I was reading this. He said, "Now good morning means peace." How about God? No wonder every time I hit play and I hear that prophet's voice say, "Good morning, friends," I just feel a peace. Come on, church. You can't tell me it don't happen to you. You've had a stressful day. Come on. The elect of God goes through trials. She goes through darkness. She's not of darkness, but she goes through darkness. She gets home. She pushes play. And she hears that prophet. "Good morning, friends." And everything just fades away. Nothing matters no more. Why? Good morning means peace. He says, darkness is gathering. He says, what's it gathering for? To show the light. Come on, church God. Do you know why the world's falling apart? To show who you are. Do you know why the world's falling apart? It's all because of you. All because of the elect lady that the world is going to send. Come on, church. The devil is wreaking havoc all because of you. He's so mad at you. He's fighting everything that he has against you. And all he's doing is manifesting you more. Come on, church. Every time the devil does something to you, all he does is put you in the limelight. Every time he puts a sickness on your body, every time he puts a temptation in your mind, every time he puts something in your hand, all he's doing is placing you up on the totem pole. And God's saying, "There's my bride. Look, it don't matter what you do to her. You may trick her into drinking. You may trick her into smoking. You may trick her into pornography. You may try to corrupt her mind and make her a homosexual. But you know what? There's something on the inside that's going to draw her back to my word. And I'm going to take her from the ashes. And I'm going to stand her up. And she is going to be the light of the world. She is going to be that elect lady. God has more confidence in us than we do in ourselves. Come on. He's got all the confidence in the world that you are going to do exactly what he wants you to do. And we sit at home going, oh God, I can't do this. And he's like, yeah, you can. Come on. You can do this. God, I can't get up and go to church. Yes, you can. Because there's something on the inside of you that is driving you to a higher calling. Good morning means peace. He says, what is it gathering for? To show the light. Brother Branham quotes Isaiah 60 that we read, rise and shine till the light has come to you. He said, that's the reason I can say shalom. The light has come to you. God's peace to the elected woman, to the elected lady. Those who God, he said, oh, he said, to the elected woman, to the elected lady, those who God, before the foundation of the world, called out and ordained to that. Come on, church. Before the foundation of the world, he knew you would be sitting here. He knew me and you would be a part of that elected lady. He knew the trials that we would go through. You know what the problem is we base our life upon trials that we've been through. You know, I'm sorry, we're just going to go here too. Y'all ready? Here we are. You know what we do? When we go through a trial, all we do is focus on the negative of that trial. All we want to do, look, it's just honesty. Y'all just be honest. You can be honest with me, right? When you go to tell your friend you did something wrong, what do? I messed up. I went and got a six-pack and got drunk. Come on. My father-in-law used to have a saying, I'm tired of everybody bragging on the devil. What if we went up to him and says, you know what? I missed God, but God showed me the way out. I want to brag on God a little bit this morning. Because as the elect lady of God, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to go through trials. We're going to make bad decisions. We're going to get our feelings upset. Come on, church. We're human living in flesh bodies. We're going to fight like the world fights. But yet there's something on the inside of us. When things go wrong, it's going to bring us back. Line us back up with the word. So from now on, what I want you to do, I don't want to know what you did. Just tell me you made a mistake, but God corrected it. Let's brag on God this morning. I made a mistake. It don't matter what you did. It don't matter if you drunk. It don't matter if you did drugs. It don't matter if you had pornography. It don't matter what you did. They're all faults of God, the enemy. They're all failures. But there's one God that no matter what your fault is, no matter what your situation is, no matter what your weakness is, no matter what stumbling block is laid before you, there's one God that can reach down his mighty hand from heaven and can pick you back up to your feet and say, this is my elected lady. Come on, church. In a natural marriage, if you truly love your spouse, she can't do wrong. Come on. Even when she does wrong, you make excuses for her. Come on, church. Even if she was to, I'm going to throw off on my wife. She's never made a mistake. I'm not going there. If she was to happen to make a mistake, I would give you every reason in the world that she didn't do it right. Because that's my bride. And you know what? I'm making fuss at her behind closed doors and then she can whoop me later. But when we're in front of the public, ain't nobody talking about my bride. Come on, church. Amen. You should feel the same way, husbands. Yes. Say whatever you want to about your wife, but don't you ever talk about my wife. Right. She's mine. Right. And she's the best. I'm sorry. Amen. She's the best. Amen. And that's my God. Yes. He's looking at his elected lady. Yes. And he's going, that's the best that there is. Yes. That's the best of the best of the best. Yes. I took the cream of the crop. And every time the devil talks bad about him, you know what he does to God? The same thing it does to me when somebody says something bad about my wife. Right. little righteous indignation boils up on the inside. And I'm fixing to show somebody who Paul says. Well, that's about how my God feels every time the devil attacks you. Every time the devil comes into your life, he tries to get you to make a mistake. He tries to get you to fail. There's a little righteous indignation starts rising up in God. And all God's doing is going, just ask me. Just ask me. I've done wiped him off his home. I've done wiped him off his throne. I've done took his keys from him. Let me smack him again. But we have not because we ask not. Come on, church. We are his elect. There is nothing that he wouldn't give us if we'll just ask. What's it gathering for? Living in a day that darkness is creeping in more than it's ever crept in. But it's to show the light. God's peace to the elected woman, to the elected lady. Those who God, before the foundation of the world, called out and ordained to that. He says the rest of them will never see it. Come on, church. No wonder they go off in their own hypocrisies. No wonder they fall away with, we don't believe in the ministry no more. Come on, church. They can't see the light. They're not the elect lady of God. They can't see the true word of God. So they got to get as close as they can to it. Come on, church. But we can't have it all, because if we have it all, it'll tell us we're not living right. Come on. The rest of them will never see it. They'll never know nothing about it. The Bible said so. Jesus said, no man will come to me except my Father draws him first. And all the Father has given to me will come. You know, that ought to give us a peace right there. Come on, church. There ain't a lost person out there that can't be saved. I don't care how bad they are. There's not a lost person out there that can't be saved. And there's not a seed of God, no matter how deep in the trash they're buried, that's not going to realize who they are before we go home. They must come to him. He said, oh, he said, there stood, look at him, use Judas as an example. I'll try to hurry. He said, there stood Judas, the light shining it there. Look, Judas standing there, the light shining all around him. There stood Jesus right beside of him. Jesus washed his feet. The light was all around him. Light shining up there. But back in his heart was a dark seed. And when the showdown came, the darkness showed. And here was this little old woman, all blacked out. Up here in front. But down here was a predestinated seed. You see what the difference is? Come on, church. We know this. We've been taught this. We've been preached this. But we need to open our eyes to understanding. To see it wasn't what I did. It wasn't what you did. It wasn't what I can do. But it's because God chose me. By foreknowledge. He knew I would accept his word. He said, here was this little old woman all blacked out. Ain't that like you and me? Yes. Up here in front. Yes. But down here was a predestinated seed. Yes. And when the light came, yes, it scattered the darkness. Yes. And it showed forth. Yes. And we know Messiah is coming. Yes. And when he does, he will show us these things. Yes. And Jesus says, yes, I am here. Come on, church. That should match our experience. As the lady, as the elect lady, as the bride of Christ, that should match our experience. It don't matter how deep we was dug and rooted up in denomination. It don't matter how deep and dug up we was doing in message theology. Look, you know, we get it all confused. Well, it's okay if I was this. No, it's not. It's never okay unless it's with the word. That's the only time it's okay. You could quote the prophet all day long and be dead wrong. Come on, church. If you take him out of context and you chop his quotes up and say what you want to say, you're nothing but the Antichrist using God's words in vain. But you know what? There's no one single way except for Christ. That's the only way. It's to get in Him. We're going to have to skip a bunch. It's the word of our day. It's the light of our day. Look at Acts 13. Look, He sent the Gentiles when His own turned Him down. We'll try to hurry up now. Acts 13 verse 45 says, "But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they was filled with envy and spake against those things which spoken of by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it is necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing you put it from you, and you judge yourselves unworthy of the everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have sent thee into the light. I have sent to be a light of the Gentiles, that there shouldest be a salvation into the end of the earth. And the Gentiles heard this, and they were sad and depressed." Come on, church. That's about half message churches around here today. They're sad and depressed. There's nowhere in Scripture it says the bride sad and depressed. There's nowhere in the Scripture it says the elect lady is sad and depressed. And the Gentiles, what was she? They was glad. And they glorified the word of the Lord. And as many was ordained by the eternal life, they believed. John 14, He says, "And I will pray the Father," very familiar, "and He shall give unto you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but you know Him, and He dwelleth in you, and He shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet in a little while the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, you shall also live, and in that day you shall know that I am the Father, and ye in me, and I in you." Amen. 1964, the identifications of Christ in all ages. Brother Bram says, "Cause we're living in the days of all kinds of strange things." Come on, church. Oh, we're not living there. Look, the elected lady is seeing this. Look, the reason why the others can't see it is because they can't see the light. They're blinded by the darkness. They're blinded by the hypocrites of this message. They're blinded by the theologians and the fanaticism of this message. And they're blinded and they can't see the truth right in front of their eyes. But the elect lady, she can. We're living in the days of all kinds of strange things. Isms. That's unscriptural. Come on, church. We preached on it the last 3-4 months, and some of you still ain't getting it. Come on. Come on, church. Quit letting our friends, so-called, and our so-called family distort our opinion and bring us back to where they are. God is moving His bride. That elect lady is pulling out. You know why you feel that pull to separate yourself from them? Because the Scripture says you would feel that pull to separate yourself from them. All these things that are unscriptural. But you know, in the days of Noah, Jesus says, in the days of Noah, He says, oh, He says, you know, people perhaps, He says, you know, He said, people perhaps built boats in them days. He says, whether they was God constructed or not. He said, but they didn't float when the time came to float. Come on, church. There's a lot of these message ideals that ain't going to float when it comes time for them to float. There's a lot of these ideals in the message that ain't going to go into a rapture when it comes time for a rapture. Why? Because they're unscriptural. When the flood came, there was many boats that laid at the bottom of the sea. When the rapture comes, there's going to be many message believers that are going to be laying in the tribulation. Why? Because they didn't see the light for their day. But the elected lady. Brother Ram goes on, he says, so I like the message. I like how he broke that up a little bit. He says, I like the message to be God constructed. Come on. We want to call it the message of the hour because it is the message of the hour. Our prophet brought the message of the hour. And so he just thought he would call it that too to help us out. He said, I like the message to be God constructed with the Scriptures. A scriptural message. And right there, with it. Everything with the scripture. It's thus saith the Lord. Then, he said, and it's got to stand because it isn't my word that your prophet's speaking. He said, it isn't my word. I'm not telling you these things. It'll be his word that's in question. Bring it from the scripture. Amen. Amen. If musicians would come. Amen. The rapture message. There's so much more. That's why I said part one. Amen. Rapture message, 1965. How many's looking forward to a rapture? He said, in the days of Pentecost, he said, the storing back of the gifts, the resurrection of the gifts, speaking in tongues, casting out devils, and the gifts, he says, why it testified. He said, there was no joke about it. Look, there was no joke about that, people. It was real. People said when it first raised up, he said, I read books in the history of Pentecost. He said, they said, oh, it can't last long. It'll burn down. Well, it's still burning. Come on, church. It's still burning. Azusa Street was 1906. It's 2022. That Pentecostal fire is still burning. Come on. It's still burning. He said, why? It's because you'll never put it out. He said, God said it would be there. It's the portion of the word, and no more could you put that out. So when the message fanatics come along and say, well, the days of miracles is past, fanaticism. You can't put it out. He said, and then the bride is being called out. Come on, church. You had 7 church ages. Each church age took us a step closer. You notice the pyramid, it gets smaller and smaller because the world began to fall off. Come on, church. And the bride is being called out. And he says, now you're going, and he said, and how are you going to put that out? It's the revelation of the manifestation of the word made true. And we're living in that day, praise be to God, that the revelation of the mystery of himself. He said, now the rapture is only, he said, the rapture that we're talking about is only for the bride. It's only for you, the elect lady. No wonder the denominations don't like the word rapture. Come on, church. No wonder people that falls away from the message don't like the word rapture. Because it ain't for them. But it's for us. He said, and remember the Bible said, and the rest of the dead live for 1,000 years, that great rapture, it's not, if there's not a rapture, friends, then where are we at? Amen. He says, what age are we living in? What promise do we have? There is going to be a rapture. Amen. And the bride says there will be. Amen. It'll only be for the elected, the elected lady, the bride in this day. Hold out, church. Stand with us, Mark. Amen. Are you a part of that elected lady? Come on, church. God's called us higher than we are. Look, there's so much more that we could get into, and if time permits and I get an opportunity, I'll try. But we're living in a day that it's time for you to shine your light. It's time for you to quit depending upon the church to shine your light. To quit depending upon the pastor to shine your light. To quit depending upon the song leader to shine your light. But shine the light that is in you. Amen. Brother Mark saying something. Amen. Let's worship him a moment. Amen.
Oh, let the storms rage high. Those dark
Come on, church. We know they're going to.
Cause they won't work. For I'm shelter safe within the arms of God.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
He walks with me.
Come on. Everything's going wrong. You're just laid up in his arms. He's just sheltering your long lost path. You know what? We should wake up every morning with a thought on our mind. There's nothing that can overcome me today. Why? Because Scripture tells me there's nothing that can come against me today. Come on. Amen. I love you this morning. Appreciate you staying with me and pulling. Pray it was a blessing to you. Sister Debbie, so good seeing you sitting here instead of the last place I saw you. I don't like them places. Amen. God's a healer.
Yes.
Doctor don't know exactly what happened, but you know, there probably was something there and God just took it. The doctors may never know, but that's the way my God is. Amen. You love him. You appreciate him. How many's been touched? How many loves him a little more today than you did yesterday? Amen. How many's going to bond together stronger than they ever have? Put our isms aside. Put our thoughts aside. Focus upon one thing. Amen. Brother Mark mentioned the Fall Festival, October 22nd. The homecoming party for October 30th. Church resume Wednesday at 7. The following Wednesday, October the 19th, will be foot washing and communion. Let's keep that on our hearts. Keep that on our minds. Be in prayer. Get your hearts clean. I told Brother Pat, I said, man, we're going to have foot washing communion right before the Fall Festival. That way, Fall Festival, there's going to be no hard feelings.
Amen.
Come on, church.
Amen.
We're going to put it all behind us.
Amen.
We're going to lay it all at the feet of the Master.
Amen.
Say, not my will,
Amen,
but thine will.
Amen.
And what a jubilee.
Yes.
Come on, church.
Amen.
What a jubilee.
Amen.
Believer's Tabernacle,
right,
is going to have.
Yes.
Amen. Let's sing something again as you're dismissed. Dismiss our online audience. God bless you. Love you. Appreciate you. Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Be praying for one another. Amen. God bless you.